Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Well, there you are. I had a commercial for My Kitchen Rules, and we have a sponsor of Kitchens. And here she is in the kitchen. Good morning, Sheridan.
How appropriate. Yes, I am standing in my kitchen as I'm talking to you.
You've been giving a few... it's not school time. What sort of lessons?
No, well, some of the private schools are broken up, so I was doing some cooking classes for the Year 7, 8 and 9 girls last week and yesterday, which all of which went very well. And I've got more classes coming up in a couple of weeks, 17th and the 19th of December and the 21st. I didn't realise public schools didn't break up till the 21st, though.
It's a bit late, isn't it? Getting very close, yeah.
21st is very late to be breaking up. So I've got spaces in the 17th and the 19th classes, and they're edible Christmas gifts that we're doing. So if anyone would like to book in, I imagine they'd have to be private school kids, though, having mixed up the public school dates.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Well, I had a very busy week because I was giving the cooking classes, and I went to two fantastic Italian meals. It was an Italian week I had, one of which was at Cafe Sicilia, which is in Crown Street, Surrey Hills. Now, this was an outstanding lunch put on by a 3 Michelin star chef, Heinz Beck. Now, I know he doesn't sound very Italian. He is German, but he's lived in Italy since the early 1990s. And he runs a restaurant in Rome called La Pergola, which is in the Hotel Cavalieri. I must admit, I would have loved to have gone to that restaurant whilst I was in Rome, but heavens above, I don't think I could have afforded it. They were running a series of dinners last week at Cafe Sicilia. They were $350 per person. It was an 8-course menu, and honestly, it was absolutely outstanding. I don't know how these chefs fly around the world and do what they do, actually. It's just incredibly stressful. And I know that the freezer went down at one stage, just before they were about to do a service, and he does this magnificent, I have never seen anything so stunning, iced sphere of red fruits, which is on a tea-flavoured chocolate cream. I mean, look, it involves all sorts of tricks that you could never do at home. I've actually posted a photo on my Facebook page, and I will put something on my web page about it. That was the most outstanding thing I've had in ages, actually.
It's also
frozen puree of red berries, but it's in the shape of a balloon, and you crack it with a spoon, and it's hollow inside, and it just melts in your mouth.
Sounds wonderful. Also, put the name of the restaurant, because what did you say it's called?
Oh, well, his restaurant in Rome is called La Pergola.
Now, the one here?
The one here in Surrey Hills is called Cafe Sicilia. And I know that four of the dishes that he did, and they included the pasta dishes, his carbonara fagatelli, which is his signature dish, a magnificent fish dish, black cod with marinated anchovies and chili pepper sauce. Four of the dishes that he did whilst he was here will be on the permanent menu at Cafe Sicilia from now on. So if people would like to try them, they can go along at 628 Crown Street, Surrey Hills is the restaurant address.
Okay.
And then I went to a dinner at Bala, which is in the Star at Darling Harbour. Steve Manfredi put this dinner on, and he did a really lovely light Italian Christmas-style menu, which in fact sort of solved my problems for Christmas dinner, because every year he comes around and you think, well, what am I going to do this year? So he did a really lovely insalata di mare, which is a prawn, calamari and octopus salad, which he served in Witloff leaf. You know the Witloff? It's the Belgian endive.
You
can actually pick it up in your finger.
Yes.
I think that's terrific for Christmas entertaining in Australia. He did a lovely pasta dish, which he, big hats they were, full with burrata, which is that really milky mozzarella. He did a roast stuffed turkey breast. Now, I've put the recipe for that on my webpage. And a panettone with mascarpone and cherries. So easy. The panettone was just delicious. Just served with a light mascarpone cream. And cherries from Young, which he'd poached in sugar and water and a bit of Moscato d'Asti. Absolutely delicious and so simple and just perfect for our hot summers here in Australia.
I think you love all this Italian.
I do, of course I do. You know that. But listen, if you'd like to go along to or get a discount on that meal that Steve is serving at Bala, if you ring 1-800-700-700 and say Bala Blogger, you'll get a discount on your meal. And that's next Tuesday, December the 11th, that offer is open.
What's Bala Lager mean?
Look, I don't actually want to tell you what... No, Bala Blogger, that is. Say Bala Blogger. I don't want to tell you what Bala actually means in Italian, but I do know that the restaurant's named after a futurist. His name's Giacomo Bala, and And the design of the restaurant was inspired by him. He was a futurist.
Do you have a recipe for us?
Yes, the recipe is for Steve Manfredi's roast turkey breast. And he's using the turkey buff, the B-U-F-F-E. I never know how to pronounce that, actually. So you don't need to cook the whole bird. I think that's a problem for a lot of people because, you know, getting the red meat and the white meat cooked at the right time and not drying the turkey out. But this buff sort of solves those problems because it's just the breast. And he stuffed it with a delicious stuffing with breadcrumbs, mustard, fruits, parmesan and some chestnuts and parsley. And it only takes 70 minutes in the oven, so it doesn't take the 4 hours that the huge bird usually takes.
Okay, and it's on your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Speak to you next week.
Okay, bye.